There was a brisk lass, both bonny and brown, that courted her sweetheart in our town. She laid by her work, her wheel and yarn, to find out her love in the farmer's barn. Quoth she, "If thou wilt be married, we'll hie to the priest, then to bed. My virgin treasure I'll give thee, Ned, that is to be plain, my maidenhead. You know that my love is a flame of fire, and burns when it cannot obtain desire. My beauty is now in its bloom and prime, and I cannot nor will not delay the time. I long for to taste of those tender joys, those soft kisses and wanton toys, that every maid in her wedding enjoys, when lasses with lovers get lusty boys. A garland of flowers my love shall wear, and I'll give him a lock of my coal-black hair. And every wake my love I'll treat, and I'll give him kind busses as cream-bowls sweet. Thou shalt be my buck, and I'll be thy doe, and I'll milk, and thou shalt mow. I'll card, and I'll spin while you harrow and sow, and I'll call upon Dobbin with hey go woe." Quoth Ned, "For your love, I take no care, but busy myself with my plow and mare. Young Cupid, I think, is a lazy loon, and besides I intend for to marry Joan." Quoth Nell, "As for Joan, she will never wed. She lies like an eunuch in her dull bed. She's ugly and did, looks paler than lead, not like a brisk lass of a woman bred." Young Colin, upon Martilla's cheeks, a thousand delightful pleasures seeks. He kisses her oft by her own good will, and will scarcely once let her all night lie still. "Come, touch but my lips with those lips of thine. They are all melting and all divine, like grapes that appear on the springing vine, as plump and as soft and as sweet as thine." "My dearest," quoth Ned, "I'll but clout my shoon, and we will be married before it is noon. I'll go to the church and a license bring, and buy thee a dainty fine golden ring. I'll give thee to ride on my pacing roan, with the gray pillion I lent to Joan. Ah, weighs me poor jug, how will she make moan, what fate has designed her to lie alone? While Jug feels the pains of Cupid's dart, that wounds the breast of each lover's heart, she'll sit and she'll sigh upon the plain, and rehearse her disloyal shepherd's name. While thee, my dear Jill, in my arms I'll hug, and hide thee in the soft sheet and rug. Poor Joan shall look pale that never looked smug. Adieu to my gentle sweet Jug, Jug, Jug. Though Juggy be crusty, what need I care? For she may have lovers enough to spare. But now she is lately so sour grown, she minds not the young men that make their moan. Yet lusty for life and full of goodwill, I was yesterday, so I am still. I'll bring all my grist to my true lover's mill, and hug and make much of my Jill, Jill, Jill.